Ever wondered what is your karmic tie to the Statue of Liberty and the Twin Towers for lost ancestors or relatives? I am an angel messenger, experienced over 45 years, born gifted, and I will let you know what was their footsteps, what did you feel from them. I can help guide you. And once I explain that momentarily, I have a postcard from Alaska that was sent to me about 2 weeks ago. Yes. And what their request was. But first, we must say this. Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything we need in one place for free. You can use right from your phone and computer. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard everywhere. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. You can easily make money with no minimum listenership. Call now. My number is 718-644-4460. And what did this postcard say? Well, it says, "Dear Cloverleaf," which is I, "this is a beautiful, wild, natural place. Having a ball here with Tom and Donna. I am coming with the fam, and we want you to help us connect to our ancestors who migrated here to America. They were Brazilian slaves. Wow. They were held in the mid-1800s due to a war. They were held on a farm. The farmer promised them shelter for work. Their kids grew up already. It was their babies became adults, getting married. They were slaves. There was a couple families who had children and they just wanted shelter from the war. Until one day, already the kids were all getting big and getting married. So they're saying, what's going on here? Something's not right. This war is still here. But they grew farms. They worked for the man and everything. And they said, this is what this guy's letter is saying. And they said, let's go explore. They went up down the town a little bit and prepared with their weapons, ready for battle. They just went to see. So then they visited and seen and said, what is this? This is life here. What happened to the war? His relatives were saying, asking the town people. And the town people said, what war? The war ended 10, 15 years ago. His family member said, thank you. And they returned back to the, I guess they call it farm compound, and said, hey, this guy is holding us hostage or for slaves. And we did all this work for this man, lying us about the war. Let's pack our stuff and let's go and said, let's go and up north to this place called America. And what they said, this place to America, how you found out about this? Well, they told the story, the townspeople told them about this, everybody's fleeing, everybody's going, and let's go. And so his family, well, that family all went, a bunch of them, culture of them, packed up in their wagoneers. Back then there were little horse buggies with stoves and beds and everything. They put the kids, they put the families, and they traveled. They migrated on their horses. They met up with several, from what the guy is telling me in the letter, several people with the same, you know, ways and desires to go up to the New York. They camped out in Central Park. Yes, Central Park. Imagine where today it's all everything else. It used to be a campground from the South American people. Well, these are tribal people. And in this man's postcard, pretty much letter, he put that they all went had to go to the Statue of Liberty. And they all, you know, had to sign in and become citizens. And this man named Tom and Donna and all of them, the family, want to come here to me and help me figure things out for them. And I hope I could be able to do this. But call me if you visit New York or you want to visit these places, or even come to me one-on-one. Come to the beach in Staten Island. Come to the Staten Island Ferry. There's many things here in New York. I can't promote that because it's not me. But I do pick up energies. Thank you again for listening.